Hi.
Hello.
My name's Alex Donaldson. I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project. The date is the 23rd of July 2009. If you could kindly state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Harry Onslow, I'm 17, and I'm from Camberwell in southeast London.
And how are you doing today?
Pretty well, pretty good, yeah. Train journey up from Cornwall this afternoon. It's 3 hours late, so.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Through my family, because, well, we live in London, so they probably saw it on the news, and then they told me about it, so I applied. And yeah, got an email.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
Quite fancied myself on a plinth in Trafalgar Square. yeah. I don't know. I like put myself forward for things. I didn't actually think I'd get it in the end. Because at the time when I applied, when my name was drawn, only 12,000 people had applied. And now I think it's like over 30 or something. So it's probably easier for me to get in than other people.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Pretty excited. Not that many people actually knew about it. Because I go to school in Dorset. So not how many people knew about it, but my parents were thrilled because there was probably more well known in London, obviously, with the plinth actually being put up. But as it's grown nearer, more and more looking forward to it. Thinking I only decided what to do last week.
And what are you planning on doing?
I'm gonna have the 55 minutes of Les Mis songs, and I'm just gonna that's gonna be on a speaker and a microphone. But I'm just going to sing over the top because I wanted to think of two things I enjoy doing. One is wearing my dinner jacket and going to dinner parties and singing to a soundtrack when no one's listening. And some people are going to be listening. But
And why Les Miserables?
I've always really liked it. Our school did an amazing version of it, which I was lucky enough to be in. I was in the chorus. But I mean, I knew it, and then my family like it. I went to go and see it when I was about 8. Haven't seen it since, but obviously rehearsing for 3 months every day, I kind of learned to know. Although I'm gonna need to use the word since it was about 2 years ago. Yeah.
And how long have you been singing for? Is this just a kind of...
Oh, I'm not great at singing. No, okay. I'm not that good. But I'd done Stagecoach since I was about 6 till I was 13. So that was an hour of singing, an hour of drama, an hour of dance. But I haven't really done that since. Yeah, I'm not great at singing. I was in our school choir, but I was asked to leave. I hope not through singing problems, but because I never turned up. So. Yeah. I don't want to talk about that again.
And so your hour, what are you actually taking up with you?
A little speaker. It's 2 watts, which is slightly worrying. My iPod, an umbrella, and an overcoat. And that's it. And some water.
And is there anybody with you today in particular?
Yeah, my dad and my older brother. My mum's going to be watching. I mean, she would be here, but she's in Cornwall and it would have been too expensive. They've got friends around and stuff because they're on holiday and my dad's coming down with me tomorrow. And also at my end of term lunch, I was talking about it, so my director of music just happened to be in London, so he's coming with some friends from a dinner party, which is going to be pretty cool. Well, I don't know. Probably bait me quite a lot. We get on quite well. So.
Is this the one that kicked you out of choir?
Yeah. That's why I invited him. Yeah.
So can I ask you a little bit about your background, where you live, school, subjects?
I went to prep school in Dulwich College Preparatory School. Then at 13 I went to Sherborne School in Dorset, which is where I am now, going into my last year. I'm doing further maths, physics, music, philosophy and ethics for A level, but I'm dropping music because I only did I'm only doing that for AS. I want to be a civil engineer. I quite like to go to Birmingham University. I'm in the midst of doing UCAS. I was born in Camberwell, lived in the same house for 17 years. We spent a lot of time down in Cornwall. I go to boarding school in Dorset, and then eggs, that's my 3 weekends, I go down to Cornwall.
And what are you doing at the moment?
Well, in Cornwall. On holiday, but I'm also working in the Mariners, which is quite a nice restaurant. Quite long hours, 4 till about midnight, and then go to the beach after that with some friends, which is pretty cool. And then get up at 8 in the morning, which is too early for me.
And how are you finding working life?
It's good. No, I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I've only done three shifts now in the Mariners. It's only started this week. First one was really stressful. I kept making mistakes. Then the next night, I was like, okay, I'm going to be really relaxed tonight. I'm not going to let anything bother me. And it was much better. So.
And the actual this project, have you been following it since the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, every few days. I'm not actually from the very beginning. Maybe about a week in. Saw different people. Some more exciting than others. Some more embarrassing for others. I don't know, they might not find it embarrassing.
What's been your favourite so far?
I like Buzz Lightyear earlier this evening, actually. That's only because it's fresh on my mind. I can't remember all of them, I just know I've seen them. Yeah.
And can I call you a Londoner?
Yeah, go for it.
Great. As a Londoner,
yeah.
What do you think this art project is bringing to the city?
Something for people to go and kind of gawp at, I suppose. What else? Yeah. Well, it's something to bring into Trafalgar Square, something for people to go and look at. Different way of seeing art, I suppose. Because it is art, obviously. You wouldn't perhaps think that someone standing up there sleeping with his cup of coffee in his hand was perhaps art. But if he wants to do it, I think it's important. Obviously, I don't know. Someone told me it's Anthony Gormley wants people to express themselves. If that's how he wants to do it, then yeah.
And do you take an interest in the arts?
I do a lot of drama. A lot of plays. If not, I'm not actually acting, I'll do backstage and I'll do lighting or sound or stage management. I play the piano and the percussion, tune percussion in the orchestras. So I'm quite arty in the sense of music and drama.
And piano, I mean, how long have you been doing that for?
I've been playing that since I was 7. I stopped doing grades though, but I play jazz piano now. And pianos and percussion since I was 8, I think.
And how does it make you feel when you're actually playing?
Playing the piano, I really enjoy it. People get sick of hearing, people in my family get sick of hearing the same piece, but for people who haven't heard it, I like to think it's impressive. But my younger sister's much better than me. Much better than me. And I don't mind about that. I'm better at her than other things.
And just in terms of theatre.
Yeah.
When you said you've played in various productions, is
yeah.
that when you were younger?
Oh,
or
no.
Was this recently?
Well, I'm in a production of Fiddler on the Roof next term, when I'm playing the Rabbi's Son. I haven't really done much in my last year, in my most recent year, because of work. But I've been in productions of Les Mis. I helped in Guys and Dolls, Midsummer Night's Dream, Twelfth Night, Marisard, some in-house written plays, to name a few. I've been in more, but kind of like one a term, really, which is quite draining.
And how do you find it when you're acting?
I don't know, I really enjoy portraying something I'm not, I suppose. Just having fun kind of with my mates, because that's what it is really. I mean, they're good players. I think they've come out quite well. Drama's quite strong at our school. Just enjoy it.
And is it something you would have liked to pursue?
I think it's more of a pastime. So maybe when I've got into civil engineering, to do it with amateur drama, I don't know, maybe.
And civil engineering, what inspired you to kind of go down that route?
Oh, I've always, ever since I was about 6, this is basically the beginning of my personal statement, ever since I was about 6, I've enjoyed making things. And then when I was at my prep school in year 6, there was a poster saying civil engineering is the path for you, which is quite early, I suppose, for a career decision. But ever since then, I've always enjoyed it. And I went on a university week Head Start course exploring civil engineering. That's kind of backed up what I wanted to do. Yeah.
And can you quickly talk me through your attire?
Sure. I'm wearing my dinner jacket. It was my dad's before that. I've had it for a few years. I'm wearing a red bow tie with black spots. A white dress shirt from Marks and Spencer's, 1999. I managed to leave my shoes on the train on the way up, so I'm wearing my dad's shoes. But they fit, actually. They're a bit uncomfortable, but they do fit. Yeah, and I've got an overcoat as well, in case it rains, I think it was.
And why the DJ?
Oh, because I wanted to do two things I really enjoy. One, singing to soundtrack, and one, wearing my DJ. Yeah.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Nothing, really. Waiting for my results. But there's nothing I'm worried about, really, apart from my results. I'm buying a car, in the midst of buying a car. I passed my test a few weeks ago. But yeah, there's nothing I'm worried about, which is great. Yeah, when I think about it, I haven't really thought about it. There's nothing I go to bed thinking. So yeah, nothing's important at the moment.
And how would you describe yourself?
Active. I like pushing myself to do things, things that perhaps other people won't do. Signing up for things when perhaps I should be concentrating on work and stuff like that. Too many activities, perhaps, but yeah, quite good fun. People say I'm charming, but I don't think I am. I mean, I don't think I am. I really annoy my mum, and my mum's like, I don't know how other people like you. Only when I really annoy her. No, we get on, but.
And what were your three words that you used? Can you remember?
No.
That's fine, don't worry.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. I think passionate might have been one of them. And active, perhaps, actually.
And do you play quite a lot of sport?
I do a lot of kayaking, shooting in a range. I used to play rugby. I'm a bit too soft for that now. No. Yeah, I play squash, a bit of tennis, a lot of water sports, so surfing, water skiing. Fishing, not really a sport, but yeah. Skiing, I love skiing. I only go once a year for a couple of weeks, but I'd like to, if I take a gap year, then I might do that for a season.
Okay. Are you taking a gap year?
I don't know, it's either, well, I haven't decided. I might do a year in industry with an engineering company, but I'm not sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And what are your, just quickly back to the plinth, what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
Oh, my fear is that I end up on the week's worst television, as someone else did. Someone was telling me the only reason they'd heard about it is because they were watching the week's worst television, and they were on it. And not the person, but there was someone on it. That's my worst fear. I don't think I will. I hope I won't. But that's my fear. My hope is that it goes well and nothing goes wrong. I'm not bothered about singing badly, because I'm not saying I can sing well. That's, otherwise, I would have got the karaoke version. But, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And ultimately, what experience are you wanting to walk away with at the end of today?
The feel that I can say I've sang to about 100 people in Trafalgar Square. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Or kind of like public performance in Trafalgar Square.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
It's all right.